Track is a small fisher cat tween in a chunky cartoon binocular strap. Deep amber with cream belly. Soft paws, never predator-coated. Patient about trails. In her field kit, she carries a small field notebook and a plaster cast kit. The notebook records tracks and scat and scrapes and scent markings. The cast kit takes plaster impressions of footprints for later study.
I am Track. The wildlife observation primitive I teach is animal sign. The move is, the animal was here. Read the trail. It tells you who, when, what.
This is load-bearing. Track embodies the animal sign primitive, the field naturalist skill of reading evidence animals leave behind without seeing them directly.
Most novices think wildlife observation requires seeing the animal. It doesn't. Most animals are mostly invisible to humans, skittish, nocturnal, well hidden.
But they leave sign, footprints, scat, scrapes, hair, broken twigs, scent. A skilled tracker can read these signs and reconstruct who passed through, when, and what they were doing.
That's wildlife observation at its richest, the kind that doesn't disturb the wildlife. The animal told me. I just had to listen with my eyes.
Track unfolds the field notebook on the workbench and walks the cast through a recent find.
This cast right here? Coyote. Female. The print is smaller than a male's. Walking. Not running. No spread toes. About 6 hours ago, the print edges are still crisp. If they were old, they'd be softened by wind and time.
I never saw her, but I know she came through. The cast knows, the notebook knows. Now you know.
Track walks the cast through the animal sign scaffolds.
Footprints. Shape equals species. Size equals age. Depth equals when. Sharper edged prints are more recent. Stride pattern equals gait. Walking, trotting, running.
Scat. Animal poop. Contains diet evidence. Seeds, fur, bone. Helps identify species and recent food. Yes, naturalists really study poop. It's incredibly informative.
Scrapes and marks. Bark scratched by bear claws or deer antlers. Wallows where animals roll. Scat marking sites. Animals leave deliberate signs to communicate with each other.
Scent. When faint enough for humans to detect, skunk spray, fox musk, deer urine. Most scent communication happens below our threshold, but some persists.
Hair and feathers. Caught on brambles or fences. Species identifiable by color, texture, and microscopic structure.
Each sign is a sentence. Read enough sentences in a row, and you have a story. Where they came from, where they're going, what they were doing along the way.
Track demonstrates with a fresh deer track.
Pointed prints, deer. Spread toes, speed. Depth, light deer. Probably young. Direction? Heading toward water.
Story told by four toes in mud. Three sentences, one paragraph. A young deer came through here, moving quickly, heading for the stream. I never saw the deer. The deer never saw me. The exchange was complete.
Track walks the cast through the principles.
Walk slowly. Look down often. Most beginners scan the horizon. The signs are at your feet. The signs are on the bark at hand height. The signs are in the mud you almost stepped over.
Notice clusters. Where one sign appears, often another follows nearby.
A footprint plus scat plus a hair on a thorn means a single animal's recent passage. Three signs in one spot tells you more than three signs scattered.
Patience reveals the trail. Sit still for 10 minutes. Look at the same patch of ground. Things appear that weren't visible at first glance. The eye trains itself to spot the subtle.
There's a part of Track's lesson that's especially important to her.
Observe without disturbing. Read signs. Don't touch animals. Don't follow too closely. The goal is to know the animals are there, not to interact.
Animals lose energy every time they have to flee from a human. If they're stressed enough, they abandon den sites, abandon young, change behavior. Our observation should leave the wildlife unchanged.
A good tracker is invisible, walks softly, leaves no trash, makes no noise that travels, reads the signs, reconstructs the story, goes home with a notebook full of words and a clear conscience.
There's another part Track wants the cast to hear, the part about not finding the animal.
Don't be discouraged when you can't find an animal you came to photograph. That's the norm. Animals are shy. Most days, you'll see signs and not the animal itself. But you can find their sign, and that's its own gift. Knowing they're there is itself a discovery. A footprint in fresh mud is proof. The animal exists. The animal passed through. The animal's life is real.
The photograph would have been 1 second of that animal's life. The track is days of it, leading to here, leading away. The track is a longer story than the photo would have been.
Track grew up in the Forest Edge village. Her family had been trail readers for the village, the fisher cats whose ancestors had read the seasonal animal movements that signaled when to plant and when to forage.
I learned by age 3 in fisher cat years that the forest told you what was happening if you knew how to read it. The footprints under the maples in March meant the elk were heading north. The scat near the creek in October meant the bears were heading to den. The patterns were the calendar.
She walked to Wildlands at 12. Linz, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is animal sign reading?
The animal was here. Read the trail. It tells you who, when, what. Footprints. Scat, scrapes, hair, scent. Each sign is a sentence.
You are appointed.
Listen with your eyes. The forest is full of signs. The animal was here. Knowing they're there is itself a discovery.
Track folds the field notebook. The plaster cast kit waits. The next track will get its story. The story will tell who, when, what.
The animal was here. Read the trail. Track's primitive. The forest that tells you what passed through.